From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Rescuers reportedly are trying to get to two people still trapped in the wreckage of a burning furniture store in suburban Detroit. A third person was rescued earlier today, hours after an apparent natural gas explosion. Wayne City Manager John Zeck told CNN the explosion around 9 a.m. local time was loud.
City Hall is about four blocks from the scene, and the people at City Hall, where I am now, they knew something serious had occurred.
Nearby buildings had to be evacuated. Danish and Swedish authorities have custody of five men suspected of plotting attacks on a newspaper that 5 years ago published controversial cartoons of Islam's prophet Muhammad. The BBC's Mike Woolridge says most of the suspects were arrested in Denmark.
The Danish justice minister described the plot as terrifying and probably the most serious terror attempt in the country. And the authority say it underlines a threat directed particularly against institutions and individuals related to the publication of the cartoons in 2005. The Danish security service says three of the four men arrested in Denmark had entered from Sweden during the night. Several of those arrested appeared to be militant Islamists with links to international terror networks, and the police had seized a machine gun with a matching silencer and ammunition. A spokesman for the Muslim Council of Denmark called the revelation of the latest plot extremely worrying, and he said they condemned any act of terrorism regardless of the motives.
The BBC's Mike Woolridge. The blizzard hit northeastern U.S. isn't alone in its winter misery. A powerful storm is pummeling the West as well. Arizona Public Radio's Jillian Ferris Cole reports blizzard conditions are expected across that state.
The National Weather Service has issued a rare blizzard warning for mountainous areas in southern and northern Arizona. Between 2 and 3 feet of snow are expected to fall before evening, and at least another foot is predicted overnight. The Arizona Department of Transportation is preparing for highway closures as snowfall increases and the snow level drops throughout the day down to about 3,000 feet. Some northern Arizona communities are still recovering from last week's winter weather when floodwaters washed away 6 homes and severely damaged at least a dozen others. For NPR News, I'm Jillian Ferris-Cole in Flagstaff.
Oil prices are holding at near 2-year highs, around $91 a barrel. Former Shell Oil President John Hofmeister, who now leads an energy development advocacy group, says prices are likely to keep rising.
We use 20 million barrels a day. We produce about 7. We're not drilling. We're going to produce about 6 a year, year and a half from now. That means we have to import more oil while the whole rest of the world is also importing oil. It's going to put tremendous upside pressure on the crude oil price.
Heating oil and other energy commodities usually cost more as the weather gets colder. At last check on Wall Street, Dow is up more than 40 points at 11,617. This is NPR. Dr. Billy Taylor has died. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports that the jazz pianist, composer, and educator passed away last night following heart failure at a New York City hospital. He was 89 years old.
Billy Taylor's contribution to American music is hard to get your arms around. He was a ubiquitous jazz world presence from the days of World War II and a true ambassador of the form. Before hosting shows on New York radio, national television, and NPR for decades, he took to the streets in a jazzmobile to teach kids about the music. Among his countless compositions was this civil rights anthem, made famous by Nina Simone.
I wish I knew how it would feel to be free.
Billy Taylor was awarded a National Medal of Arts in 1992. He won a Grammy, an Emmy, and a Peabody. But his greatest legacy may be the innumerable fans and students of a form he taught to love. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
A donor in what's widely recognized as the world's first successful organ transplant has died. Ronald Lee Herrick passed away Monday in Maine at the age of 79. On December 23, 1954, Herrick donated a kidney to his twin brother, allowing his sibling to live for 8 more years. The lead surgeon, Dr. Joseph Murray, went on to win the Nobel Prize. After days of heavy rainfall, river levels are rising across already severely flooded parts of northeastern Australia. Meteorologists say high waters are making their way toward the sea, making communities downstream more vulnerable. This is NPR.